Black and Teddy, very small.
Born on this day back in 1944, the Ox, John Entwistle, bassist of The Who. One of the songs he co-wrote, Boris the Spider. John Entwistle, born on this day in 1944, died in Las Vegas, June of 2002. If I recall correctly, surrounded by cocaine and ladies of the night. If there's a way to go, that's certainly one of them. One day before The Who's first show of their U.S. tour that year, John Entwistle died in 2002. Born on this day, though, back in 1944, the bassist of The Who. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you very much for joining us on this Wednesday morning all across the state of Michigan. Lots of great stuff coming up at the program. Hour two with Stephen Moore and also Dr. Adam Carrington from here at Hillsdale College in the supreme waste of satellite space. I think I'll be in here on Hillsdale's campus. He'll be in the city of Hillsdale, but both of us will beam up to Lansing before being beamed out to all of you, as opposed to us being in the same studio somewhere. That's what technology does to us. He'll join us in hour two of the program. All right. Teased you a bit on this Hillary Clinton audio. It's also a tweet. Hold on a second. So it's a twofer here. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton responding on Twitter to President Trump's tweet suggesting that Clinton should enter the 2020 race. Trump wrote, quote, "I think that crooked Hillary Clinton should enter the race to try to steal it away from Uber left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition, the crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails after getting subpoena," he added. That's what Donald Trump, President Trump, tweeted yesterday. And responding to him, Hillary Clinton said, quote, "Don't tempt me. Do your job." It would be Donald Trump's dream come true, I think, to have Hillary Clinton enter the 2020 race once again. My goodness. There's more, though. Hillary's making the rounds with some interviews along with Chelsea Clinton. And yesterday on the PBS NewsHour, talking about, well, the interview is about the book she wrote with Chelsea called Gutsy Women. And Judy Woodruff is the questioner here in the PBS NewsHour. Essentially, she read Hillary Clinton the tweet from Donald Trump yesterday and asked her to respond. So here's Hillary Clinton talking about Donald Trump and more.
Yeah, you know, it truly is remarkable how obsessed he remains with me. But this latest tweet is, so typical of him. Nothing has been more examined and looked at than my emails. We all know that. So he's either lying or delusional or both. There was no subpoena, as he says in a tweet this morning. So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again. But, you know, just seriously, I don't understand. I don't think anybody understands what motivates him other than personal grievance, other than seeking adulation. You know, I said during the campaign, there was no other Donald Trump. What you saw was what you were going to get. And I think a lot of Americans understandably thought, oh, no, come on, that can't possibly be the case. You know, once he's in the office, he will certainly moderate his behavior. Well, we've seen, no, he hasn't.
All right. So there's a lot in there. That was, what, about 60 seconds or so. Can I draw your attention to one particular little soundbite from that interview? We've got it isolated here.
Maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again.
What? One more time?
So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again.
Did she say that from the Oval Office? Did I miss something? Beat him again? What? Democrat, remember all the warnings? Donald Trump is not going to abide by the result of this election. Donald Trump is going to undermine our democracy by not abiding by the results. We're warning you, Donald Trump is crazy and he won't accept the results. And what do we have 3 years after the fact? Well, I mean, even before that, we have Stacey Abrams in Georgia, the Democrat running for governor there, who has continued to refuse to concede her loss for the governor's mansion in Georgia and continues to talk about this voter suppression slash fraud, which is essentially non-existent in Georgia and would not have made a difference. It was not that close of a race in Georgia. And others on the campaign trail, like Kamala Harris and others, saying she won the race in Georgia when she clearly did not win the race in Georgia. And Hillary Clinton here saying, yeah, let's do a rematch. I can beat him again. Hillary, look, check the Electoral College numbers. Well, I guess first check the Constitution and just look at that part. Adam Carrington knows this. I don't. The specific, you know, part about the Electoral College, how we elect president in this country. You'll notice the term national popular vote doesn't exist anywhere. And take a look at the Electoral College and the importance of states like, you know, Michigan or Wisconsin to winning an Electoral College majority. Maybe that will help explain what happened in 2016. You did not beat Donald Trump. Did you win more popular votes across the country? Sure, but that was not the goal of that election, was it? The goal was to win the Electoral College, which Donald Trump did, and did relatively handily, as the president is never afraid to point out. Oh, goodness gracious. Alex, can we hear just one more time the second?
So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again.
Beat him again, yeah. Oh, man. Again, I think that Hillary Clinton even entertaining the possibility of getting back into this race is just like a dream come true. That's the whole point of him trolling her on Twitter. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.